The third option that the president has is to veto the bill. By vetoing a bill, the president returns the bill to Congress, indicating or showing that the bill is a bad idea that should not become a law. This shows a big difference between Congress and the president, because the president is disagreeing with more than half of the members of Congress who have voted for the bill. Congress can decide to vote again, and if more than two-thirds or 67% of the members agree, they can override the president's veto, making the bill become a law anyway. Finally, the president's fourth option when he receives a bill is a pocket veto. This happens when Congress passes a bill very late in its session or the period of time when Congress meets. The president always has 10 days to act on or respond to bills, but it is possible that Congress's session ends before those 10 days have passed. In this situation, if the president does not sign the bill, it does not automatically become a law, but instead is automatically vetoed through a pocket veto.